Hey docs, Dr. Sharon McLaughlin here, the founder of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. Each week, we share inspiring stories about physicians who are stepping out of the box and changing medicine. If you're feeling discouraged, then this is the place for you. I can tell you that the sky is the limit, and the only one stopping us is ourselves. I want you to do three things for me. I want you to listen to the podcast weekly to get inspiration. I want you to join our Facebook group where we do workshops on growing our business. We have speakers, guest speakers come by, and we also are there to support each other, to learn and grow from each other. And lastly, I want you to sign up for our newsletter because here you'll hear about upcoming events such as the guest speakers, and you'll be notified about what's happening in our group. If you like our podcast, please share it with a friend who can benefit and also give it a good review. This helps get the word out about what we're doing here. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Let's get started with this week's podcast. Hey docs, today let's talk about connections and how important they are for your business. So we started off with our summit. It actually starts on April 23rd, but because I know it's so important to network and form connections, which we're going to be talking about today. We have a lot of networking going on. I opened up the Facebook group over the weekend. We have people coming in, getting ready for the summit, which starts on Saturday. So if you haven't already signed up, do me a favor, sign up. There's two different ways to do that. We could do it through the website at fpestrong.com/summit. You can do it through the regular main page, which is FPE Strong. There's a link over to the sales page. And then you can also do it directly from the Facebook group. You go in there to the Facebook group. It's the Female Physician Entrepreneur Summit, and you'll have some questions to answer. And then when you answer the questions, it'll notify me that you are ready to be let into the group. So we have registration both on the Facebook group and also on the website. What I have people doing is when they come into the group, I think it's really important to introduce yourself. Have a nice picture, a lifestyle picture, all about businesses and getting our name out there. And even if you don't have a product or service, you must be thinking about something, right? So do me a favor, when you come in, do a post on yourself, where you've been, where you're planning on going. Certainly you can mention any products or services that you have, that you're offering. Certainly you can mention any products or services that you're offering. But I want you to do a post. I want to hear about you. I want to see your picture. I want to see some lifestyle picture, like I mentioned. I can tell you, being an admin of the group, I get to see the insights. What posts get more information, traffic, engagement? And the posts that get the most engagement lately are the ones that have a lifestyle picture, such as like you outside doing something, you at a party doing something. Not even so much selfies. Stock photos, I would do away with them altogether. They're just not working. Product links, websites, they're just not getting a lot of engagement in Facebook. And I can tell you that because, as I mentioned, I'm the admin and I look at these insights. So concentrate on a lifestyle picture. All right. And then tell your story. Everything always revolves around telling your story. We want to hear about you and what you've been through, what you're doing now, what your thoughts are, where you're planning on going. You know, obviously we haven't signed a non-compete, but it's important to be able to talk about your ideas. This way, if there's someone in the group that can connect with you and kind of mentor you or coach you or make connections for you, then it really will be worth it. So I have people coming into the group. They're doing an introduction post. And then I ask them, do me a favor, go through the different posts. Make sure you're commenting, really getting to know the other members of the summit. And hopefully with time, you'll make some connections. You can reach out to people and tell them, you know, I'll message you or vice versa. Just do me a favor. Just don't message them randomly. Unfortunately, I did have a few complaints that people were messaging randomly. They were unsolicited messages. So try not to do that, okay? All right, so now that the housekeeping rules are over, come into the group. You're going to do an introductory post. You're going to make comments on other people's posts. And really what you're going to have at the back of your mind is connections. How can I work with this person? How could I connect with them? I believe the way to build any business will always be through networking and connections. I think social media was easier in the past. It's still a viable option, but it's much harder. it always will come back to what relationships do I have? How big is my circle? The quote, your net worth is really about the size of your network. And always keep that in mind. So make connections. This week, I truly want you to share about your business and everything that's happening to you. Just be careful of the things that I mentioned with the links. So the other thing that I want you to do is when you're on other people's posts, and I'm going to give you an example. There was a post there by Donna Ivory. She spoke about that she's doing menopause, right? She's specializing in menopause and she has like a membership so that each month women will get a different product box. Now there's other people that came into the group and they're mentioning that they specialize in menopause, women going through menopause. So why not connect them? If you see connections in the group, tag the people so that they can form connections. And hopefully in return, you'll also be tagged to make a connection. So the whole point of the pre-summit networking is to really get out there and network. Meet people, make connections, and use the hashtag connections. If I look back over my time running the group, I had many opportunities. The group has grown, very proud of it. I get asked about the group and how it started a fair amount. Really, it started as a hobby. I wanted to be surrounded by like-minded women. The women physicians were never my target market. I did it because I wanted to help other people. I wanted to create a space where women can come and learn about business. It had nothing to do with making money. Since the group has grown, I've had options to be speakers, to be a coach, to do some affiliate work, to raise funds. You guys know that I'm very dedicated to the Pledge for Pearson Foundation. That is my great nephew, Luca, who has Pearson syndrome. So whatever money I've made through affiliates has gone to that foundation. I'm very proud of that, that I'm able to take something that was just really a hobby and be able to help. My idea was never to monetize the group. But nonetheless, back to the summit, forming connections. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know the opportunities that will come your way. But I can tell you that if you're making connections, you are more likely to have opportunities than by you not taking action at all. Now I have to speak about the speakers. We have an incredible lineup of speakers this week. I am so proud of the group for coming together and for them helping other physicians. It truly is all about helping physicians that are a little discouraged right now with medicine. The whole point of the summit is to bring people together, make connections, and hopefully by the time the summit is over, connections would have been made and people feel differently about what their opportunities are. I want physicians to know that there's options out there and there's opportunities when we make connections. Today I got to speak to Dr. Romy. She's a keynote speaker, so you're going to be listening to her. She's coming on Saturday. I've seen Dr. Lulu's talk. It's absolutely amazing. All the speakers know their stuff, and we can learn a ton from them. Much different than reading a book. Here you get the opportunity to interact with our speakers. I've also seen Param's talk. It's going to blow you away as far as direct real estate investing. I know that Miranda just reached out to me. She's going to be talking about syndication, and her video is ready to be uploaded. I've seen Dr. Rupa's talk as far as time management goes with social media. There's just so many amazing talks this week. And I've spoken to Dr. Nisha Mehta as far as community building. And you're going to hear about what it takes, the back office of running a Facebook group. And I was lucky enough to speak to Dr. Hala Sabri. We spoke about her consulting career, and we also spoke about how she's really supported herself throughout career transitions. So all of these talks are absolutely amazing. And that's just a handful of the talks that you'll be listening to Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So come and join us. I'm really looking forward to this event. I'm already enjoying seeing all the posts of networking, and I can't wait for the summit to start on Saturday so that I can share all these wonderful videos with you guys and really shine the light on the speakers who are taking their time to help other physicians. All right, guys, have a great night. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.